You're listening to the Music Generation Longford podcast, your place to hear news, events and interviews about music in Longford. Welcome, my name is Rachel Masterson. So glad to bring you the first Music Generation Longford podcast. In this episode, we're shining a spotlight on Cruinniúna Nóg, which takes place on June 12th, 2021, here in Longford and all across the country. We'll hear from our music educators, Noel Carberry, Ray McLaughlin, David Crowe and Gary Baker about what free music events are running over the course of the Cruinniúna Nóg week. Everything from shaky shakers, banging bowrons, to learning how to craft your own song lyrics and how to play a ukulele so you can write and play your very own song. There really is something for everyone as part of this wider celebration of creativity in young people. What better way to start than by speaking with Longford County Librarian Mary Carlton Reynolds to learn all about what exactly is Cruinniúna Nóg.
Well, first of all, Rachel, a lot of people will have heard of Creative Ireland, and Creative Ireland was established just after the 2016 programme that was run for the, the decade of centenaries. And it was such a successful programme and was so inclusive in terms of engaging everybody from society to look at, look at how creative we are and look at opportunities to, maybe view the world through a creative lens. And after that, it was decided that, right, there is something here. People love, you know, to get involved in something creative. And there was such a great response to that programme in 2016 that Creative Ireland was established out of that. And it's under the Department of Arts, Arts and Heritage in the Gaeltacht. And it's really the whole idea behind it is that every person in their life should get to experience some form of creativity. And of course, children and young people are our future. And the idea that every child, regardless of where they live or, you know, or what their kind of interests are, that every child will get to experience some form or some aspect of creativity. So whether that's music or art or story or Creative Ireland or dance or you know, any form of creativity. So so every county had to develop, a plan, a culture and creativity plan, with the focus on the community as a whole, but particularly on children and young people. So one of the projects that was identified as being a good idea to have a day in Ireland where called Cruinniúna Nóg, where every child in the country gets an opportunity to do something creative and that everything would be available free of charge.
That's absolutely fantastic. And how beneficial has it been for young people?
Well, I think it has really grown. It's only a couple of years. It's only established like a few years. The first Cruinniúna was held in a very small event in 2017, and it's been run every year since then. And it's really become, a date on the calendar, a date in June on the calendar. And it's always on a Saturday. And where there's a whole, range of activities happening right around the country. So no matter where you live or, you know, what part of the country you live in or what part of the county you live in. So whether you're in, you know, Granard or Bunlahy or Drumlish or Ballinamuck or wherever you happen to be in the county, that there's an opportunity for you to get involved in some form of creativity. Of course, last year, COVID threw a spanner in the works, as it were, and it meant that we had to move everything online. And still to a large extent, a lot of our activities are being organised online. And it's amazing what you're able to do, what we're able to do. And it's because of, the cooperation and the, the enthusiasm and the talents that we have in the county that we're able to put together a programme. A very diverse programme every year. And of course, a very key part of that are the schools, because this day is for Everybody, literally, all young people, everybody from 0 to 18 years of age. So it's particularly targeted at that group. So the schools are a really important part of it, because if you, you know, not every, you know, we don't have transport everywhere. We don't have maybe access to, we can't maybe put on an event in every townland or every parish. Nor is there a necessity to do that. But it's important that every child knows that there's something there for them and that they can have access to it. So if it's a thing that somebody can't get into Longford town or whatever for the day, they can, they'll get an experience in the school at least. So there will be something happening for right throughout the week leading up to Cruinniú and then on the day itself.
And what are some of those highlights? What's going to happen that week and day?
Well, we have a really diverse range of things happening. So, for example, there's a young, two young filmmakers, and they have been working in six of the secondary schools. The students there have been making their own films, and they're going to be showcased at Cruinniú. Of course, Music Generation have only started in the county here sort of less than 2 years ago, and already it's made a huge impact you know, in the schools, particularly giving young people an experience of music. And I mean, there's nothing that kind of lifts the spirits or, you know, engages somebody more creatively or has more of an impact on somebody than music. The other thing is that obviously creative writing, you know, giving them an experience of writing creatively, because sometimes in school it can seem everything is geared towards study and geared towards exam. But the idea that if somebody, you know, creating a piece of poetry or writing a little short story or, you know, working with a real writer, you know, somebody that is a professional writer. I know when I was a child, I always thought all writers were dead. I didn't thought they were dead people. So to actually have that experience is wonderful for a child. So that's very, very important as well. And we're doing a project in a number of the schools at the moment. It's called If Our Trees Could Talk. So it's getting the children to look at nature, look around them, and imagine that the trees that they see could talk, and what they'd be saying to them. So that's a project we have an artist and a writer working in 8 of our schools at the moment, and that work will be showcased as well at Cruinniú and Oak. So a lot of the work that we're doing is work that we've been doing in schools, and Cruinniú and Oak is a day where you get to experience all of the different creative programs that are being run in schools.
Where can people find out about all of the ongoing events for Cruinniú and Oak in Longford?
Well, there's a number of ways you can find out about them. Well, obviously, for anybody that wants to, they can, if they drop into their local library, because there isn't a more creative place anywhere in the county, and we have libraries in every small town in the county. So that's very important. That's one way of doing it. Obviously, most people now are using social media all the time. So we have on our Facebook, on Longford Libraries Facebook, and Creative Ireland Longford Facebook page and Twitter. So we have our programmes are all up there, and some of the things that have been happening that have already happened, and, you know, some of the videos we have there, we have loads and loads of videos there that people can revisit, you know, with some of the creative things that are happening. So and of course, also you can, the old method of picking up the phone and just ringing your local library. There'll be always somebody at the other end of the phone as well. So.
Thanks so much for being my guest today, and I'm really looking forward to being part of Cruinniú and Óg and all the amazing things it has to offer.
Thank you very much, Rachel, and thanks for all the work you do as well. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
There's absolutely loads in store across the week, as you heard Mary say, from filmmaking to creative writing and, of course, music. The first Music Generation event is a free 4-day songwriting and ukulele workshop on Zoom from June 8th to 11th. The aim is that at the end of the 4 days, the young people participating will have written lyrics to a song and learned the basics of ukulele to play along to their own song. We hear all about it now from two of our music educators. I'm here with David and Ray, who are going to be running our summer camp as part of Cruinniú na n Óg. guys, really looking forward to running this for all the secondary school students in County Longford. I know we have a junior and a senior camp going, so it's going to be fantastic. Tell me, what can people expect from the songwriting and ukulele camp? David, if you want to get started, maybe on the ukulele end of things.
Yeah, so basically what we're going to do is we're going to learn a bit about the ukulele. We're going to, you know, kind of know a bit of the history about it. And we're going to delve straight in then to learning how to play on it, and hopefully get a couple of songs maybe done in that week if we can. Maybe some popular songs that are known really well, and learn some chords, you know, get our playing together going on and have some fun and just really enjoy it.
That's so important, is the enjoying it most of all. But I know people are going to be really interested in the songwriting end of things and how to put this into practice with the ukulele. So, Ray, that is where you're going to come in. How will the songwriting work?
Hi, Rachel. Well, it's the way I've done it today is, it, you know, we always, you know, try and set a target and, you know, so that everyone can walk away with something that they've written, you know, a song, ideally a song they finished, but even if it's just a verse and a chorus. And we always like to encourage people and say that, you know, there's no right or wrong when it comes to songwriting, that anybody can do it. And once you actually make the first steps and commit to saying, right, I'm going to write a song in the next few days, you'd be amazed about what you can achieve. And as David said, you know, the secret is making it enjoyable and making it interactive and fun. So that's what we'll be trying to do.
We'll be expecting lots of number one singles from the Songwriting with Ukulele Summer Camp from all the talented young people across County Longford. The Songwriting with Ukulele Camp is geared towards secondary school age pupils. It will take place every day from June 8th to June 11th with a class for both junior and senior cycle. Do get in touch with us here at Music Generation Longford to secure your place. Music Generation and Cruinniú na nOg, of course, promote events for all young people aged 0 to 18. For our early years music makers, Gary Baker has a very special treat in store. I'm here with Gary, our early years fantastic music educator for Music Generation in Longford. Absolutely rave reviews coming in from Gary from childcare facilities all over the county. And we're just delighted to be able to facilitate this early years workshop on as part of Cruinniú na nOg. So, Gary, tell me, what can people expect from the early years workshop on June 12th?
Well, what can they expect? Well, so I will be basing my class around the fundamentals of music and the ideas of, you know, just very basic rhythms, counting, that sort of an idea, but trying to approach it in a non-direct, you know, through kind of play and games and stuff like that. And we'll be looking at, you know, I've asked about people to make some little shaky instruments so that we can have something to shake, something that we can make music with. And if we have some scarves that we can, you know, make some shapes and stuff with those. But hopefully we'll just have lots of fun, lots of movement, lots of laughter, really. Hopefully have a bit of fun with what we're doing anyway.
That's what it's all about. And I think people these days really need a bit of laughter and away from all the seriousness of everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I try to inject as much fun into this as I can. Look, it's very easy when you're working with kids, and you just, you know, you give it, they give it back, and it's a give and take, and it's always great fun, and I love doing it. It's yeah. There'll be loads of laughter, don't worry. If it's just me even.
Trust me when I say it won't just be Gary laughing. He will have all of you in absolute hysterics. That early years offering will broadcast on Facebook and Instagram at 11 a.m. for 0 to 3-year-olds and 12 noon for 4 to 6-year-olds on Saturday, June 12th. Please do remember to have a shaker, and that can be as simple as putting some dried rice and pasta in a plastic bottle and a scarf or tea towel. Our final event for Cruinniú na nOg is a loud one, and renowned Longford musician Noel Carberry will be there to teach young people how to play the Bowron. I spoke to Noel about his own background in the Bowron and what people can expect from these classes.
My name is Noel Carberry, and I'm playing music for the last, over 40 years, I suppose, anyway. Started off playing, would you believe, playing Bowron. Then I started playing tin whistle, and now I'm an Uilleann Piper. So that's, I started off, of course, playing Bowron, and I was attracted to it by, I suppose, the sound. And it was in, the mid-70s that I saw my first Bowron, and I edged my way over to close to it, where this band was playing, and he asked me if I'd like to have a go. So, by God, I had a go anyway. And, so it started from there. So I got my first power on Christmas of that year then. So that was a welcome Christmas present I got then, yeah. So that was my start in playing traditional music, yeah.
And many stories to tell along the way, I'm sure.
Well, some of them have to be censored, but, many, many good stories. So it was a great... a great pastime, a great hobby, traditional music, and for me, anyway, it brought me all over the world, and met great people, and have great friends still to this day. Yeah,
absolutely fantastic, and that really gets us on to why we're here today, in what the young people can expect from the Bowron workshop for Cruinniú na nOg. And you touched on a lovely thing there with the friendship that music brings, and although we're in this Zoom world, there's still an awful lot of community and collaboration, especially around events like Cruinniú na nOg. So for the event on the day itself, what can the young people expect?
Well, you know, it'll be great for kids, and especially kids that are very active, really, because, you know, this introduced them. There's a lot happening with the Bowron as well. So you're involved with the two hands for a start. Great for, coordination, and it helps in timing then, and helps in other sports, and maybe in dance and various things like that. But we ensure that each kid will have their own drum. So it'll be a great lively day. And basically what we'll be looking at is how to play the actual drum, the timing of the various traditional tunes. We'll have a look at that. It won't be something too heavy, though. It'll just show the basics of playing the Bowron itself. And we look at the tempos, as I said, in traditional music, and maybe the history of the Bowron, and how similar, very, very similar drums are played in other cultures as well, way over Far East to North Africa to North America, you know. And we just look at that, and we'll have a listen to maybe other professional players that are out there that were members of various bands and various styles and stuff like that as well. So it'll be an eventful day anyway. And, we'd have great fun at it anyway. You know, make a noise. Sure. What kid doesn't like to make noise, you know?
That's it. Noise making, lots of learning. Sure, what else could you want all in one workshop?
Absolutely, indeed, yeah.
And that Bowron workshop will take place on Zoom at 12 noon on June 12th. During the COVID-19 pandemic, it has been really important to reimagine how workshops like this can be delivered in a way that's both interesting and entertaining for young people to take part in. I asked all of our guests how young people can benefit from taking part in these online workshops, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, we talk of COVID and the importance of keeping our connections going and not letting the young people lose out on things. So how important is it now more than ever for young people to be involved and to get involved in these events?
I think it's more important than ever before, because our world has become very small, I suppose, during COVID. Because we weren't able to travel to different places. We weren't able to, you know, do the we didn't have the freedom that we would normally have. But people did have more time. And we have noticed, I think, through some of our programs, that there's been much greater engagement with a lot of the programs that we've run, because maybe people value a little bit more. It's the simple things in life that people value, and particularly families, I think, people doing things together. So whether it's, you know, whether it's painting or, you know, telling stories or doing a little bit of reading or a bit of writing or storytelling or, you know, or playing a bit of music, you know, all of those things, all of the simple things, the things that are very, I suppose, accessible to us, you know, that are, you don't need to travel anywhere. You don't need to have a lot of money to spend. You know, you can actually enjoy, you know, things from, you know, making things from something very little. I mean, one of the projects we did was an art project, and we got children from around the country, got a local artist to work with a group of children, and she created, the children came up with the idea themselves of what they wanted to paint, you know, what it would be, and she sketched out, it was actually a nymph. And so the children then, you know, each week would join the class. And at the end of the whole project, and we have the artwork on display in Ballymahon Library at the moment, and it's some beautiful work from the children, and the colours they used, and the, you know, the creativity. But it was really simple. Fantastic. They were at home, yeah, just with their own, with their own paper and, you know, paints or crayons or whatever they had available to them. And they also, one of the things we did was they looked at nature outside. They brought in, she showed them how to do collages, you know, bringing in leaves and things that they saw around them, flowers, dried flowers, all that kind of thing. And it was just fabulous. And beautiful. The children loved it. And it was really, you know, it just was from very simple materials and very, you know, a lot of the things that give us the most pleasure are the simple things in life. And I think we've all come to realize that in the past year.
Yeah,
I think that's been one of the really good things.
100%.
If something good was to come out of it, out of this awful time that we've lived through, it has been the how much we appreciate the simple things in life.
It's very much put it in sharply into focus with COVID, just how important music is. You know, everybody has missed it, and you know, everyone from musicians to just people who enjoy music. And I guess what it does is show us how valuable it is, and that how important it is for people to get involved. And, you know, it's something that you'll always have. If you can walk away from this having, you know, learned some chords and some ukulele technique from David, and, you know, having started a song with me, it's something hopefully you'll always have. You know, music is once you get into it, it's hard to get out of it. So I think the whole COVID thing has put music very much into focus about how important it is.
What about you, David? How do you think ukulele could help in this instance? Because I know it's a very interactive, group-led instrument.
Yeah, it is. First of all, I suppose the ukulele is such a happy sounding instrument, and it sounds great, and it seems to put everybody in a real good mood when we're playing on it. But not only that, I suppose with music as a whole is that you can enjoy it when you're either in a group with all your friends, or you can enjoy it, like if you're stuck at home in lockdown, you can enjoy the ability to be able to play some music and have some fun doing that. And then it's great when you get to meet back up with your friends. If you've been doing it together, you get to, you know, play some songs together and have a bit of a jam, and that's a huge part of it as well. So it's great for group activities, and it's great for sitting at home and having something to amuse yourself with and enjoy. It's very good for all of that.
Fantastic. I think that will be something really special, is if groups of friends take on this workshop together, that they can meet up again when it's safe to do so and play their ukuleles and play their songs together. It'd be a nice little jam.
Absolutely. Brilliant.
Well, absolutely. Like, and this is, you know, you're introducing the kids to the group situation again, and you know, they'll be learning a new skill, and you know, they'll be paired off as well together at various times, you know, to share what they have learned as well. You know, and it's not every day you can witness the plane of Aboron. You know, even, you know, all the technology and all that we have today. But, you know, this is a skill in itself that can, I suppose, it helps, as I said, with coordination. You're using both hands. You have to hold a bear on to keep time. And then, you know, timing is so important in various things, like being dance then, or in even in sports as well. Timing is everything, really, you know. And, you know, practicing the movement. And, you know, as I say, you know, it encourages interaction as well and social skills, you know. And, you know, it's amazing to see how it builds self-confidence in kids as well. You know, a child that may not have been introduced to playing an instrument, it's a great way to start too, you know, and to learn about our own culture and, you know, the Baron, where it was in traditional music 50, 60, 70 years ago. You know, and there'll be a lot of fun on the day, you know, and as I said, your learning skills are known to yourself, really, you know, when you take part in the workshop.
To even just to show people that music is for everybody. There's no such thing as, oh, I'm not able to. Everybody can clap their hands. Everybody can, you know, appreciate a song and listen to a song and hum it in their heads. And we all have it. So it's just to try and even let you know that you have that. And that at these early years with kids don't mind. They will get involved in everything. If you dress it up, like I've been starting my classes recently talking, rubbing our hands, pretend we're on a train and the train stops, and we'll be doing this as well, and there's worms everywhere. And it's like, there's so much you can get out of this whole idea of, you know, just little things that we can do that just to encourage that idea of sound and that idea of movement, the idea of rhythm, and being able to understand that you can do it, and that kids can do it, and that everybody can do it. And there should be no wall with music. You just have to find what you want to do. You have to find the instrument that appeals to you. You have to find the idea that appeals to you and what you want out of it. And, you know, music gen would be great for this. If you just know what you want, I'm sure they've got it there for you, whatever it is.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode on Cruinniú na Nóg, and thank you so much to Mary, Ray, David, Gary and Noel for coming on to talk to us all about it. To recap, the Music Generation Songwriting with Ukulele Workshop is geared towards secondary school aged pupils. It will take place on Zoom every day from June 8th to June 11th with a class for junior and senior cycle. The Baron Workshop is also on Zoom at 12 noon on June 12th. Both of these are completely free of charge, and instruments can be loaned out free of charge to people taking part. Please email musicgeneration@lwetb.ie to get details, times of the ukulele and songwriting workshop, and how to register. The Early Years Workshop is also completely free and will broadcast on the Music Generation Longford Facebook and Instagram pages at 11 a.m. for 0 to 3-year-olds and 12 noon for 4 to 6-year-olds. All you will need is a shaker and a scarf, and you can easily make a shaker at home with an empty plastic bottle. Just fill it with dry rice and pasta. To hear full details of all the Cruinniú na Nóg events, follow Creative Ireland Longford on social media or contact your local library. That is all from us for this month. Do follow Music Generation Longford on social media, where you will also find links to sign up for our newsletter. Our next podcast will air on Tuesday, July 6th, where we will be bringing you news of West African drumming from a polytunnel in Granard. You'll have to subscribe to find out more about that one. We'll see you next time. I wanna go where the lights say my name. Wasted talent just like mine is such a crying shame. And I hate to say I told you so, but you know I'm right. So go until you're